Blog Talk Radio.
No place, filling all space with song, creating, giving, and integrating all needs, happiness and sorrow, joy and pain, remain the same. As energy, breathing air filled with prana, awaiting the timeless times of nirvana, to speak and learn the secrets of life. Energy, now we call on you, because we love you.
Always have a friend. You love from the heart.
get that particular thing right now. So now, this is the key. If you get the mind control book, like I said before, you got to understand the way they did this. They took two. This book is probably the most important book on the planet now, because all the shit that is going on with this impeachment is about distraction. First two pages of the mind control book, if they can distract you, they can. Your subconscious is left open, and if your subconscious is left open, they can do what the fuck they want with you. That's distraction. You see where I'm coming from? That's what it's all about. We're going to get into this, but it's a big ritual going on right now with these crackers. And you got to know what time it is. We're going to break this shit down right now on this ritual on what's going down with this thing that's going on with this whole impeachment, this Saddam Hussein thing, and all of that. Now, because there's always something behind that. They're not doing this shit here. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. They don't like that all in this. Black people are finished. As far as that, except you, and they can't do nothing about you. But as far as controlling the masses, black people through. So what's the big idea? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You just announced that your unemployment is the lowest it's been in 30-something years, because that means black people, because I told you before, unemployment means a certain group of people. So because they wiped those people out, it's low. So therefore, they have won the war. So why are they doggone impeaching and doing all kind of stuff, and then the damn Republican motherfucker stand up, he done been fucking over. You see what I'm saying? The head of that kind of shit. And then Newt resigned before that. All that stuff is a part of the same thing, but it's all a part of mind control. You can't get into the bullshit. None of that shit is real. You don't understand nothing. None of that is real, because you are the people that's privy to understand that everything is based on secret societies. It's a ghost government anyway, so they want to keep a person in power. Remember, nothing gets broken now, nothing gets out now unless they want you to hear it in the first place. So that's all fake. So what is the major thing based on this fight? Now, either way, they don't realize it is. It's already prophesized. When they start the fighting, it's all over. So even though they're thinking that it's a damn blueprint joke that they're putting on the public, they don't understand, for the mere fact that they got to get to the point that they got to fool people like that, there's something going on that the shit is all over. They threw. We are in the greatest part. Now, remember, now it's only a couple of days between the dreaded 1999. Now, I hate to tell you this, but based on the prophecies coming out of A.T. Mann's book, do you know? It's a smaller format now. This is the original one, but you can buy it in the store. Millennium Prophecies, A.T. Mann. Do you know, for just as many end-time prophecies that you think that is in the year 2000, year 2001, there is just as many, if not more, same prophecies of 1999 or the same end-time year. You're looking for the year 2000. But there's just as many prophecies of the end of the goddamn world in 1999. And it's not just convenient that they're doing this shit right now. You see what I'm saying? This is what time it is. Now listen. What's going on here? First of all, number one, let me get into a few things on what's really going down before I really get into that. If you go get the book, the two movies, see, they did it in sequels, but they didn't do them the year after, because you were getting, because some people were white people. They know black people ain't going to get any shit. They would pick up on it and say, oh, these are the things. So you had two major white heroes in America that they split amongst movie lines as far as your superhero. One was Arnold Schwarzenegger with Commando and all that shit. The other one was Sylvester Stallone with Rambo. Happened in the 1980s. This was only to establish two ultimate heroes to take off a series of movies that will set the whole tune for all this shit. Now, the two movies are Running Man, 1987, and then they did two or three years in between, so you can't put it together. Then they come out with Total Recall, 1990. That's the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing. with your boy, not Schwarzenegger, the other one, Sylvester Stallone. The other movie is 1993's Demolition Man. They split it up. The other second half of Demolition Man is 1995's Judge Dredd. You take all four movies and put them, they got everything from cloning, mind control, and all that shit. But the one we want to deal with right now, which is very key, because this particular movie got past us as far as we understood it was the ultimate New World Order movie, but the action was so much into the movie until a lot of things you didn't deal with what was the dialogue. So you're going to go and you're going to get Demolition Man. Now, I went and got it again, and I started studying it last week, and I'm telling you, that book, they made a movie out of that fucking book right there. Now, that Demolition Man is a modern version of a movie 15 years ago, George Orwell's 1984. It came out in 1984, but when it was released in a book, it was 1948. It came out in 1948. No, it was 1984. But it came out in 1948. That movie is hard to get. You can't find it hardly in no places. But when you get it, it's done in such an artsy level until it's hard to pick up. You can notice the major things, no sex and all this kind of thing. They got it. But the key is that they made another version up under people's nose in this doggone Demolition Man. Now, the key is, with the Demolition Man thing is, that the number one criminal is Simon Phoenix, which is played by a blonde-haired Wesley Snipes. They're telling you in the movie that criminality itself is black. They might put some white people, but you got to understand. Now, this is the future, and they have all but wiped out criminality, which means they have all but wiped out black people. Because they talk about this is what's happened during the urban wars of the late 20th century. Like, white people ain't never killed nobody in the late 20th century. But they were talking about wiping out urban. All this graffiti. They were talking about black people. That's the first element. Number one, when they reinstate him for the people saw the movie, he could kill up everybody, but he couldn't kill that main man. They had an implant in him, and that represents in the movie how they could kill up. You can kill up all the black people, but you can't kill the goddamn white man. It's all in the movie. Now the key is in the movie, all vaginal and saliva secretions are outlawed, so there's no physical sex. Because physical sex leads to kundalini arousal. So they can't have sex. You can't get it on. It's got to be that virtual shit. You see what I'm saying? You see? The other thing is the foods you eat. So you say, well, they're talking about meat, but they started saying some other things. Like they said, you can't eat no spicy foods. That was outlawed. Because spicy food leads to kundalini raising, all your cayenne peppers and all that type of stuff. And it's just talking about the certain herbs also. Music is outlawed. That's why they're singing hot dogs. All the hot dogs is jingles and shit, because the music has got to change too. That's happening right now. With the new music out here, it's not music at all. It's not music at all. Even if it's not rap, it's still not music, the shit you're hearing. And that's because it's... like the book said, mind control book said that they got to shut that stuff down so your pituitary gland can't produce the certain hormones. Your pituitary gland regulates how much melanin it goes to the pineal. See what I'm saying? So they had to shut all that down. Get where I'm coming from here? It's all in the doggone movie. Now, when they was, now this is the key. Now, this is upon us now. When they would first unthaw Wesley Snipes, the guy looked at him and said, about 29 years ago, parole became obsolete. Now, this is the key on what's going on here. Now, let's shift out of the movie and show you what's going on right now. Then, you know, you got these other people that live up underground. They're called scraps, and they're just searching for food. But the other people are conditioned to accept things because of simple fact, in a capitalistic society, you become so deranged and sick based on your job. As long as you got a job, it don't matter. So that's why the damn people can produce a movie, Wag the Dog, show the damn picture of Monica Lewinsky in the damn movie, and the movie is made a year before the shit happened, and nobody picked the shit up because people got jobs. As long as the motherfucker getting paid, he don't give a shit about nothing. They go to war in the movie, they make a war in the movie, they show you how they set all the shit up, tell you right straight up, and nobody puts nothing together. They come on the TV, and they even use the Hillary Clinton, the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky thing and all that, and they keep talking about Wag the Dog, Wag the Dog, Wag the Dog, all on the news. And you can't figure it out because it's all fake, because people are in a capitalistic society, and as long as the checks are coming, motherfucker don't give a damn about shit. If the country's burning down, long as the checks is coming, nobody gives a shit. That's mind control. You see? Now, in the movie 1984, Richard Burton's last movie, he tell the guy, you ain't gonna do no sex. He said, the only pleasure you gonna have is my fucking boot in your face. As the sex, we gonna beat you down so much until you gonna submit just to have whatever freedom we give your ass. Get what I'm coming from here? All that shit is what's going on now based on this mind control thing. The people are walking zombies. So now let's shift to the real shit. So the movie 1993, they give an estimate of what's going to happen in the future. He says, 29 years ago, parole became obsolete. Now let's shift to last time I was here. The whole Georgia race, and now I'm going to Milwaukee in January, met a brother up there, and they saying the same thing is happening there. The whole race was run on ending parole. That is some radical, extreme shit. Ending parole. So, it's so radical until even white people go, I don't know about that shit. I might end up in jail and can't get out. You know how the white man, he do some embezzlement and get 9 months. He might get 6 years and then get out in 9 months and say no parole. I might have to do the whole 6 years. But see, what they do is, they done train these crackers. The word criminal now means black people. It's already in the psyche. Yeah. So what they did, they got a black is the one that is telling. First thing you think, yeah, them niggas don't need to get out nowhere, because that's what it is. You don't think white people prison no more. You think based on the last 8 years and the propaganda war that went on, you see what I'm saying? The Goebbels propaganda, I told you before, they had to put the Jews in the camp, they had to do a propaganda based on the last 8 years propaganda war. You think criminals, you think black people. So now white people, you remember, oh, my boy's going to jail. But white people saying, yeah, lock them niggas up. Okay. So they talking about ending parole, all doing the Georgia thing. So what they do is, they go up 2 weeks before the election in November, this past November. They take a hitman and he goes up into the Hilton Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia. And some white, they just pick any random white vacationers. These people, you know, they come in town on conventions and shit. You know, business conventions. So they had some white men, they all shacking up in two rooms or whatever. By five of them, one nigga up in there too. So this person comes in there and kill them all. Do a little robbery thing. But then again, on the other hand, they did it so cool because they couldn't really catch the people that they want. This was a straight-up hit. Silencers and all. Nobody saw nothing. The woman, the maid, found them the next morning. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Even the surveillance camera didn't even get a clear picture of nothing. Now, clearly, it's a professional hit. That's 2 weeks before the election. 2 days before the election, they in Alabama, they in Tennessee, they find some black man driving a car. They stop the car and say, anything wrong? He say, yeah, I think I got a gun up in here. They check the car and find out the stolen shit that he stole is the same stuff. Now, how is it you can get a person that is so brilliant that he can doggone evade everything with a hit so professional, but yet the nigga you find can't even damn tie his shoelaces right without farting? You see where I'm coming from? Oh, but it was all set up. But they did it right before this critical election to end parole. Okay? So all the white people, oh, we got to do something about these niggas. Because they done gave you the shit. Now, you going through the polls to vote for this black man talking about in parole. That's some radical shit. We got to do something because you thinking black. And old fucked up niggas thinking black. So they go in and pull the levers and elect this motherfucker again. And he go, and now basically parole is ended. It's just a matter for him to vote it in because they said, once I get back in, I'm in parole. And you vote for him, hell, he's going to do it. You see? But they set it all up with this doggone murder shit around the same time. Caught him 2 days before. Because they got to, see, otherwise it seems like a professional hit. So they got to show you the black face so you can go and vote. Same like they did in the actual movie. But it's talking about mind control. Now, what is the voting thing? What is this thing all about? What is this whole thing about parole? Well, we got a person here that is an expert on prison thing, but I'm not going to divulge no name on the tape or whatever type thing. I don't, you know, name anonymous, but, you know, we talking about a prison scientist. And he helped me to some things, as well as some things. We stayed up talking the last time I was here, and we figured it out. First of all, you got to look at this part. You got a person that's in, usually he gets 5 years and might get out in a doggone year based on prison population overcrowding. Now you're talking about privatizing of the prisons, and you build more space now, but don't let the niggas out. Just build more jails. Okay, the key is there are no factories left in the country. Oh, you think they went to Mexico, but why is it if there's so many thousands of factories in Mexico, why them barefoot motherfuckers still running across the border, hiding in fucking soup cans and shit, trying to get over here and get beat down? Seeing to me, if there's all these factories in Mexico, they move to Mexico. If all these damn factories in Mexico, why the hell they still got thousands of people getting over here when all the factories is over there? Why fool gonna be gardening and cutting some motherfucker lawn when he can be over there pressing some damn shit and getting damn $8, $9, $10 an hour? In his own shit.
Yeah.
Ain't no factories over there. The factories are where? In the goddamn prison.
Yeah.
But if the factories are in the prison, if I train a damn man to do a job and he good, because niggas is good, you know, when they get the groove. And this man got 5 years and he gonna get out in a year, I'm crazy because this is a corporation now. I can't be turning over no nigga, training a nigga every 6 damn months. So if I cut out damn probation, I got that nigga ass for 5 years. If he get 50 years, I got a 50-year employee for what? A damn penny a day or whatever they charge the motherfuckers or whatever. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So we're talking about slavery, and that's what all your prisons and everything now, your industry is toned back to a slave culture. Remember that a conservativism is to conserve. When you conserve, you go back to something that you used to do that built the country. This country was not built on work. This country was built on slavery. So the industrial shit is gone now. The only way you're going to make this country go to the 21st century is what? Slavery, the same thing before. This country became the richest country in the land because it had free labor for 300 years. So in order to do it and all, we got to reinstitute slavery just like the doggone Mason said they was going to do. It was always said they was going to put us back in slavery. So that's what this whole thing is about. Very key that you understand that at this particular time. Now, so going back to this particular thing. First of all, I need to put this because I don't need this to slip my mind. First of all, I gave you a chart here of the pineal gland and everything it's connected to. Well, first of all, the key is now because we got new stuff based on the perms. Now, perms. Getting perms in your head. We knew that the perms caused all types of fibroid tumors and all that type of stuff. But now what happens is this here. There's a science on this. The chemical companies and all got together and they said, look, we need to suppress the black man and black woman's hair in the 70s. We're going to do basically the male thing and all with the Jerry curls. And that worked for a little while with the black males and stuff. But basically, because of patriarchal society, males don't necessarily have to go and present themselves a certain way and still get women. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So they don't have to, based on a patriarchal society, that they make it that the male is dominant for the white man, we end up getting some slack cut too. So we don't have to go through the double hell as the sister. You see what I'm saying and all? Go to the double hell as the sister so we're not expected to look with the damn pompadour and all that old shit, you see, like we did it back in the day. You see, because we're talking about a patriarchal society. so we don't have to do that. It's a double standard. Now, the key is it didn't work for the males, so they got every other shit for his ass. But the female was based on the chemical companies and stuff, and that's why they said, no, we got to perfect the perm. I remember when that shit was perfected, because remember that shit in the 70s and the 60s? It wasn't quite the same way. And remember back in the 70s, they said, you get a perm, your ass might get, your hair might fall out. Real dangerous shit. You see that? So that hot comb was still king, right? But the afro saved a nigga ass in the 70s. But it came to the point where somewhere in the late 70s, with more black people entering into the corporate world, this is the way that they could put it on people. And plus the inferiority, we do things a lot of times for surface level, and they don't dare down deep. Because the mass of the people is on the surface. They're not into the real consciousness. We luckily gave up this particular stuff based on the corporate world, because most of this particular race followed the upward mobile. When the upward mobile started getting their hair done, everybody else started doing the same shit. And that's how it trickles down. They follow us. Or they follow the ones that's not so downtrodden. That's the way it goes in the racial thing. So as a result, the white boy, at the same time, he perfected that perm somewhere in the late 70s, early 80s, and that shit got even better over the 80s. Whereas that shit became to the point whereas the shit was almost identical to the white woman's hair, till white people for the first time could do black hair in the regular beauticians that motherfucker was permed. As a result, we just thinking that's high technology, but you got to understand the white motherfucker don't do shit to help us. You understand what I'm saying? Meanwhile, in the 70s, they had already said, listen, we can shut down the pineal gland through the perms. And based on a high active pineal gland, you don't get sick and you don't do any shit. You can regenerate your cells. But if we can shut down the pineal gland, black people will be on the same health level as white people. So that the perm puts a calcification on the pineal gland that it doesn't secrete the melanin to regenerate the cells. So as a result, the black woman for the first time started aging on the same damn level as a goddamn cracker. I see motherfuckers now looking old at damn 28. You see. So they shut this thing down, and based on aging and based on all other type of stuff and based on thought capacity and all of that, and now the children that is being produced of a mother that didn't have high function of the pineal gland, so she didn't have the spiritual connection with the child, and you got a straight-up monster half the damn time. Now, this is not for everybody, because you got to realize some souls are advanced and it overrides that anyway. The key is, because melanin is a regenerative process, only thing you got to do is just get the perm out your head. And it automatically will heal. Because for the mere fact, to show you that it's a regenerative process, every time the damn nappy hair busts through the roots of the perm in the first place, it lets you know that that is the time where the pineal gland has already regenerated the process of melanin. But you keep putting the motherfucker back on there. And that's why liquor stores, check-cashing places, churches, and got church. You know, churches and also fucking damn beauticians is all you see. You see. So therefore, what is also happening now, if you even look, you're going to even find out that there's a relationship of consciousness with some of the sisters who don't have it compared to the ones who do have it. It boils down to that now. Just the ones with it in the head. Now, the key is, I'm not saying that there's capacity. Some people are born based on spirit, that they came back, and spirit is able enough for them to tap into things anyway. But the key is, what can that motherfucker, if it's doing that capacity and you getting this shit with a damn perm, what you think will happen when you get the motherfucker out your head? Shit, you might be off the damn planet. Killing up some crackers with your eyeballs. You know what I'm saying? And they got this thing, and it's a science now. Because the pineal gland is only as big as a grain of corn. You see, so this is very key that you understand that, and that's why I produced this particular diagram to let you know if the pineal gland is connected to this much shit throughout the body, we're not just talking about some little old shit to just pump melanin and keep you from the sun. We're talking about something that literally is our whole function that they have shut down. Then you can understand why niggas don't get nothing. Whereas in the 70s, if this knowledge would have came back, we'd have had more conscious people. But what happened was is now we don't have the conscious people because they that damn shut down. With the niggas, they got black men, they got all other kind of shit, prison, whatever type shit, you know. What's that, brother? Yeah, you know, it's just a buck, whatever the deal is, you know. That's the key. So the key is you got to get that out of the head to get pure pineal function. Now, going on. We try to understand some things right now on what's going on right now. First of all, like I said, Robert Temple got out a new book, The Serious Mystery. Did you all see this book? The Serious Mystery, the new one. The new one and all, which is 140-something extra pages. Now, he didn't, and it was interesting because on the back of the book, I was wondering why this man did a book in 1976 and then didn't write another book, but then he didn't, he just updated this one, and he put all this stuff up in there and all, but on the back of the page, they said that all of the CIA, British intelligence, all was after his ass. You see them saying and all, was after his behind based on this particular thing. Now, let me go into this particular science on what's going on right now, based on, but he also come back and then talk about something called the Anubis cell. That's melanin. Don't let nobody fool you. He talks about this cell is connected with the cosmos. That's melanin. He drops that in the first part of the book. You know, but the book is worth getting because he's got updated versions and brand new pictures of Dogon, clear pictures, and it's worth getting based on the new amount of information that's also in there, too. Now, the key is this, and let me try to explain some of this stuff to you on what's going on right now, on what's going on right now with this cycle. First of all, this shit is going down with all this distraction with the Kuwait and all that type of stuff. All that is based on this winter solstice thing and the summer solstice and the fall equinox. And they're trying to keep people locked into that type of shit because there's some major stuff happening at this particular time. Number one, this particular book, Nostradamus 1999. Although he's a little off. He's thinking that it's supposed to be a great king. Let me read it for you, so you'll know. Quatrain. Read the quatrain for you. Well, I got it memorized. In 1999, 7 months from the sky, we'll become a great king of terror. We'll become a great king of terror, which will reestablish the kings of the Mongols. Remember, the original Mongolians was black. Afterwards, war reigns happy, or Mars reigns happy. First of all, because they put Mars up in there. Number one, the occult people know that Mars adds up to, well, not even that. We're going to get into that, too. Because that got something to do with it, too, but I'm going to show you something in a minute. That's good you said that, because I'm going to tap into something also in a few minutes. We know that Mars and Heru is one and the same. So this particular part about the great king of terror is Heru. Now, it says 7 months from the sky. But it don't necessarily have to be 1999 July. It says in 1999, 7 months from the sky, 1999 could have been after the 7 months in the sky. Remember, we gave you this the last time. Jason, July, August, September, October, November. You understand what I'm saying? December, and so this would also be constellations, Sagittarius going on, because December and November is connected because you're talking about Sagittarius. December would be the bridge to lead on into Capricorn. You see what I'm coming from here? So 7 months from the sky could be 1999. Either way, we know that the white boy understands some of the science because he's doing the shit now. He going for broke. So it says 1999, 7 months from the sky. You say, well, that's July 1999, but it could be 7 months from the previous July 1999 arriving at the fucking end. Come on, let's get it. See I'm coming from here? Now, we know that the white boy is going for broke now. You saying, but we ain't in the camps. No, your ass been in the camps.
That's right.
There ain't nothing but a few niggas left out here.
That's right.
Fucking Atlanta is underpopulated. Detroit is underpopulated.
Right.
The only people out here is some motherfuckers that's functional and just want to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest of the motherfucking niggas is dead. This is the aftermath. That's what the movie Demolition Man was showing you, the aftermath. It all but eliminated crime. Demolition Man is what's going on now. You see what I'm saying? This is the aftermath. Now, this 7 months from the sky, war reigns happy. Now, the key is, the reason, and I'm going to show you this. Let me get my other book. This is the complete prophecies. They got out a new one, just came out, Nostradamus Code. Nostradamus Code, but I checked it out and all. I think that this one, is probably the better one, the complete prophecies of Nostradamus. But they said, he said that my works will become more popular. My works will become more popular after I'm dead. I bet damn if Nostradamus ain't wrote a billion books since he been dead. Shit, every damn time I look up white people writing on this thing here, you know. But I want to show you this, because I got it up in here. What I'm going to do is that I can turn right to the one in this one. Hold up, let me just bear with me 1 minute and see if I can get this particular thing. So-and-so. Anyway, what the white boy, what they're dealing with right now, first of all, they're dealing with two or three things. First of all, they're dealing with a man with a blue turban. So immediately they think that the blue turban is a man from the Middle East. So right there they have already been thrown off. That's the first thing. Let's deal with this. They're thrown off based on that already. Now in this particular book, Nostradamus 1999, and he says, at this very moment, a huge comet will soon be visible by the naked eye, because the book came out in, it says 1997, but it actually came out in 1996, for 1997. So this was right before the Hale-Bopp comet came. At this very moment, a huge comet will soon be visible to the naked eye, and it is reckoning, and is rocking towards our planet. Nostradamus' prediction holds, if not Nostradamus' prediction holds true, the Earth will pass through the tail of this comet in 1999. So it came in 1997, but in 1999 they're talking about passing through the tail of this comet. Now remember now what was on the tail of this goddamn comet. The tail of this particular Hale-Bopp comet was this so-called mothership of this particular intelligence, bigger than the Earth. Okay. Could the King of Terror prophesize over 400 years ago potentially lethal metaphor for the hidden tail of this comet, this King of Terror. So he's saying that whatever this King of Terror is in the back of this particular comet. Now, either he's trying to write to throw your ass off, or either he's writing for two types of people. But first of all, it says this, and I want to read this particular part right here for you so you can understand something. First of all, I look up the word on page 141, and let's see something. 141, and it goes in, and he talks about, in the other book, it talks about this kingdom of the Fez rising up at the end. But the kingdom of the Fez is not some Arab motherfuckers over here. The kingdom of the Fez is two phenomenons that happened in the 1920s and 30s, which was Noble Drew Ali set and Honorable Elijah Muhammad set, which basically gave you the introduction of Islam as we know it. Although they said it was other Islam groups before, but basically those two groups are the ones that gave you the introduction of this kind of Islam. Not no bullshit motherfuckers bowing down to Allah and that old bullshit shit. Bowing down to your own ass. But giving you some Sufism type of Islam. But he called it what? The kingdom of the nation of Islam. Or the kingdom of the Fez, which is talking about the reinstallment of the Moorish Empire, or the Moroccan Empire in the fucking West, set up by the Moors. Prophesized this thing. So he's throwing people off thinking that shit is in the Middle East, and they got that whole Saddam Hussein shit to fake the funk. To throw your ass off. Remember that Charlton Heston and them came on TV in 1991, and somebody, he was the one, the great king of terror and all that shit. That was prophesied by Nostradamus. Some motherfucker that damn Bush and them set up as they boy. They talking on the phone every damn day, jacking off together.
Yeah.
And you thinking, oh yeah, he's an evil man. Every time they want to get a motherfucker attention, they call him up and say, let's start this shit over again. Ain't killed nigga yet. Done killed every ancient motherfucker over there the other day in 2 days. Done dropped shit in all the damn ancient relic sites and stuff of the temple of Mithra and Zoroastrianism and all the ancient Sufism science in there, and rocked that shit and Saddam ass ain't dead yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Save his motherfucking monkey ass for another time and they can do this shit again. You buying the bullshit. Are you all or not? But the key is the damn decoy, because the kingdom of Fez, the Moorish kingdom of the Fez, which ended several hundred years ago, well, that's kind of contradiction. How is it that this is in his last centuries, and he's talking about a kingdom of the Fez that's going to rise up in the end times, if it ended 700 years ago? That don't make no sense. It can't be talking about that motherfucker, because that's past history. This is futuristic shit. And it can't be, well, it was during the time of Nostradamus' time. No, when he came along, the Moors was already gone. If he's prophesying, he's not prophesying before his time, it's only time after his time. So any type of futuristic kingdom of the Fez is going to rise, he's talking about a futuristic kingdom of the Fez, and we know it ain't no Arabs over there, because they're white people.
Yeah.
We know that it's talking about, and this kingdom of the Fez is not just talking about the nation of Islam. Don't get me wrong, don't pinpoint that shit. I don't want you to go running into no fucked up ass Farrakhan thinking he got any kind of shit. This was prophesied based on Noble Drew Ali and Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and they gone, and they said, after me comes God. It's talking about us. Because the Fez, because they got the doggone Babylonian shit, the damn god, several gods with wings and shit with the Fez on. Right, Anu, which is a form of Anubis, with the Fez. They even got Egyptian pharaohs with Fez on. So we're talking about basically an ancient relic, and they're talking about the Fez. They're talking about ancient people. Under the banner of what started this thing off was, you got to give it to them, was Noble Drew Ali and Albert Isaac Muhammad on the metaphysical tip. And then all the banners, then what you got now with the Afrocentric thing and then the metal, is later advanced installments of how it had to develop into what we got now, why we standing here now. And the gap in Highlander, but you got to go get the Highlander book. The damn movie came out 13 years ago. The book just now making it to America. I'm talking about the Highlander one. The paperback book just now made it to America 2 months ago. But in there, they talk about an Arab that's ruling some shit. And they talk about the Islamic thing in the book and the Moor and all that. And that's what they're talking about. The Highlander is nothing but us and the Moor. Book just now getting them little paperback books and stuff. Now, anyway, so they're telling people the great king of terror is coming from the east. And the great king of terror is our ass rising up, throwing people off, bombing up that place over there. But the whole time now, they doing a damn ritual to stop the fucking energy, because they got everybody locked into the bullshit. Now, the Jews play a heavy part in this thing. The damn, we got to understand why they was able to damn keep those people flourishing over there. These particular Jews, the Israeli Jews, the Zionists, they're up over there doing rituals and shit to stop something. Now, I'm going to drop something on you. Because they wrote a book for their people a couple of months ago. But I don't recommend the book if you read the shit. But I'll tell you, to break the code in the shit. Everything they talking evil in the book is your monkey ass. So you got to get on the thing. It's a coded book, but it's your ass. And in the book, the most evil thing opposed to God is Lilith. Now, Lilith is the great mother. Comes from, it's Layla in Islam, Lilith too, Tiamat, all that's the same shit. Leviathan, Newt, all that is the same thing. Lilith is the energy in the book. Who is big time over in Israel, break the shit. He tells the story for the first time, what's really happening with the Jews and why the cracker keep them as the head priest of all white people. He tells it for the first time this year in a goddamn book. They break the shit. Okay, we know all the other conspiratorial thing about them, but he tells it. He said there's some Lilith energy that is on the planet. And this Lilith energy is pure chaos.
Okay.
And this energy comes 8 times a year. Summer solstice, winter solstice, spring equinox, fall equinox, All Saints Day, Thanksgiving, Easter, 4th of July, 8 times a year. But it is the Jews of Israel, that's why they placed them over there after 1945, in 1948,
yeah.
50 years ago,
right.
It is that to do rituals during the winter solstice and summer solstice through this old holiday bullshit to stop these cracks in where Lilith and her children, her spawn, can enter and retake the goddamn earth. That's what those Jews are over there for.
Hmm.
So they said, no, we're going to do better than that. We done revised a medallion, and we calling for all Jews and all damn crackers that's down with it to come get this damn medallion, and all niggas that don't know what time it is to order a medallion. Now, the book is called The Lost Scrolls of Solomon the King. This is the book. On the back, it says, now the power of El Shaddai can be yours, but they don't understand. Either way, they run, they fuck. El Shaddai is set tight. So they fucking up with this shit here. But they do drop in the book and tell you that Satan is not evil. They drop that in the book. But then again, on the other hand, they talk about Lilith. Not only do they have the thing where you can order here, they even got a toll-free number, 1-800-THE-MOON. But here, right here, they got also another card glued in the book telling you got to get these medallions to fight against this evil. But we know this little bit of bullshit ain't going to work because we the goddamn people. Because they would like for it to be a spirit out there that they can contain, but it's a spirit down here that they can't. And they're saying this with you believing that you don't know nothing about what's going on, and they figure they can stop this shit that's going down. But they don't understand. We back now. We know what time it is.
That's right.
If y'all don't, at least I do.
I do.
I know what time it is. So I know they can't stop the goddamn bullshit. It's over. Ain't it two damn ways? Ain't it so many ways to burn down a goddamn house? This shit is over. Y'all got to understand what time it is. Okay, now let's break this shit down now. That's right. It's down. So now y'all got to understand what time it is. That's why they got y'all watching the fucking damn impeachment hearings. But let me drop the shit on you about that yet before I get into this. Let me drop the shit on that for you. Now, we understand that the Antichrist and all that metaphysically is talking about melanin, and that's us. Ain, the shadow of God. That's a different realm. We've gone through that in some elections the last time. You know about that type of stuff. But on the other hand, this white boy, he is creating a biblical antichrist. That biblical antichrist, if you pound for pound look at it and really study it, it can't be nobody but Bill Clinton. Now let's explain this. Bill Clinton is loved by black people. Now, they gave us 8 years of Reaganomics that made black people drop your ass off the damn pedestal from the 70s where you was on an upswing to weaken the whole stronghold by putting everybody in the corporate world, making everybody just dead and thinking we are all the same. And then they just went in and took all these little laws, and then they said, now we're going to really drive it home. Now, you don't drive shit home as far as we're going to murder black people. We got them weak. We on this threshold. We got them killing each other. We already set it all up. Now, to really drive it home so they don't catch in, we got to put in a Democratic president. That's a ritual. Somebody that they love, and while they're here basking off of a motherfucker that got a head full of hair that they love, thinking they're getting Kennedy again, who didn't love them either, we can really fuck them up and kill them. So the last damn 8 fucking years has been a nightmare under the same president that you so-called love. So he's that to black people. He's something to white people. They're saying that they're saying this man here, how many people have died when he was at been associated with him. They're talking about how he even the Democrats hate him because he'll pat him on the back and then they say he abandons them after a while and leave them hanging out there. You see what I'm saying? So now, in that, by them doing this, they'll call themselves, they're getting rid of a form of the Antichrist. He's a figure, but you got to understand, he surrounded himself with niggas. So by them dethroning him, it's like dethroning black people, who is their real Antichrist. We are their Antichrist.
Yeah. Yeah.
So by them dethroning that structure, because Amon, which we are the hidden ones, you get the word Amon, you get the word Damon, you get the word demon, this is all spiritual shit, you get the word Democrat. That's black substance. We went into this before. In question and answer, you can go back and stuff. So they're getting rid of one hierarchy. This is a ritual to overthrow one hierarchy to the Republic of the People. That's Plato's Republic. You see what I'm saying? Those people, white people. You see what I'm saying? So they're doing this particular thing right now, although the original Republican Party, damn, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying and all. So they even got the glorious shit on their side, but then again, they treat him as a nigga. Look at the damn penny.
Yep.
My point is, this is all a ritual of shifting of the gods. It's on a greater level than what you think it is. Meanwhile, all that shit is going on. The Jews saying, yeah, y'all got that shit going on. Now, we're going to break some shit here to reestablish a kingdom again of power. We're going to put out Prince of Egypt. Yeah. It's all a ritual going on. That shit broke today. To reestablish the old slave shit or that Moses bullshit again. Yeah. Well, they couldn't make a real movie because Cecil B. DeMille made one that would be pale in comparison now. I mean, the one now would be pale in comparison because the simple fact it would cost trillions of dollars to get a major cast like that. So they can't do that. They say, but we can do the animated thing so it won't even be on the same caliber, but it would be just as great. So they put this Prince of Egypt shit, and they got all kind of people. They got fucking Mariah Carey singing songs, Whitney Houston. They got that old Danny Glover motherfucker playing some shit. They got all of Hollywood in it like a big ritual to reestablish Zionism and destroy Egypt. But it's better on them because that Exodus shit of Moses and shit, before it was a historical shit, it was an ancient mystical science of black people. And that's goddamn bondage. So the shit gonna backfire on them, but meanwhile they doing a damn ritual with this Prince of Egypt. Now I'm telling you, this shit is big. Man, you go in the damn bookstore, they got comic books, coloring books, game toys. Then not only they done produce complementary historical books on scholarly books on Moses with the Prince of Egypt symbol on them. So this shit is more than just a cartoon. Anytime you can take a damn, they got a book out. Believe this shit. They got about 30 different items. Everything covered. But they even got historical manuals. Books, of scholarly books, on Moses, and they got the Prince of Egypt logo on the ship. This is serious stuff. It's going on at the same time. This movie broke today, the same time they got the war going on and all this shit. It's a fucking ritual. See what I'm saying? Now, 418 days before the year 2000, the weekend of the 418 days, several things happened. The movie Siege opened. No, Thursday night, Bill Clinton signed in the executive order for martial law. Whenever that was, I can't remember what date it was. It was back in November or something. He signed in the executive order. 6 hours later, at 12 o'clock, the movie Siege opened, which is the King Alpha plan. 6 hours later, during the same damn time, Newt Gingrich resigned. Meanwhile, all this is going on while John Glenn is still up in the goddamn air. He comes down that Sunday or that Monday. Yeah, I think the 29th. But anyway, 418th day was on that Sunday, which was the 29th or whatever. All that shit was on the 418. And if you notice, 418 is also the number of melanin, which is also 13, if you add it up, which is, and 31 backwards, which is Maillard's number, which is the key to the Book of Law. We'll get into that later on. But anyway, 418, which is called the Great Works in Alchemy, and the Great Works is the coming together of all the melanin components. So all this stuff happened, and they got rituals going on. They've been having a festival of rituals going on every day now since the fucking 17th, which was August the 18th. It was 8-17, because it was August with the 8-month, 17th day that Clinton came up and said, I'm guilty. I fucked her. It was there. Now, 7-18 is the upper spiritual number. You see. And he broke the thing, said, yeah, I did fuck her. Yeah, it's true. On 7-18, which is another spiritual number of the black man. We'll get into that also. So this ritual been going on all the way up to now. This is very serious shit that they're dealing with. But the key is, we own it. You see? We own it. Now, let me explain some shit to you. Go ahead. You never know, because you gotta realize the only reason why they was able to even the only reason why they was able to, they brought these, remember now in the 70s you had all these stars out. Now there's one book too. I gotta remember this. There's a book out put out. You can get it at Borders Bookstore. It's a book with all the, they call them exploitation flicks, but there's a art book out of all the movie posters of all the 70s flicks. I'm gonna go buy the shit. Because it's got it all up it. Three the Hard Way, Foxy Brown, and all the movie posters. They put out a book, Miramax Film put out a book on the 70s flicks. And they got it for 30% off, you know, on that type of stuff. And I mean, they got over like 200 or 300 posters up in this shit. All the stuff. Black Caesar. They got the art. They got the posters. And it's a beautiful book to have, because that was some good shit back in the day. Anyway, they had all these actors acting, and in 1979-80, they cut it off. And the only people acting through the 80s was doggone, Eddie Murphy was mainly the key person. And then they start slipping in Denzel and all the later that type of stuff. Spike Lee at the late 80s, coming into the 90s, and what the government was doing was they was putting a cast of actors up that they could do to use them as doing rituals with. So as a result, these actors now, the last 3-4 years they have taken over all of the science fiction movies and horror movies, and they're using rituals with the black man energy for that shit. It's all keenly set up. So anything they're doing right now is based on doing that type of stuff. But anyway, in this book, they talk about Lilith. They talk about Lilith, which is the ancient darkness that's against God, because God, you know, we'll get into that particular part. Anyway, Lilith is the great mother that was overthrown by her son. So she's the key. I talked about that the last time. Anyway, they say Lilith, in the book, she decided that she was going to have a spawn of children after the second Adam, Eve. Second Eve came. Second Eve just represents the incarnation into the physical birth. So Lilith came up because she escaped and went back up to heaven. She said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my darkness in all of the ones that Eve had. So these so-called light beings, Lilith comes in and she puts the melanin in them. And a mixture of the melanin and the light particles in there, they are called grays. So in actuality, the grays that they're talking about from Orion and all that shit, that's actually us. You know, there's all this UFO shit. They're talking about these grays, these evil grays. I broke the seal on that shit because I'm saying anything that they're talking about, that they're talking shit about now, is about black people. Anyway, the grays is a mixture of melanin and the light particles in the type of stuff. But anyway, they go in and they talk about the evil and all this type of stuff and say one day she's going to take over if we slip up. But they said that's what the Jews are there for in Israel. They do rituals to make 8 times a year to make sure that she don't break back into the earth realm. And that is talking about basically Lilith is in all of us, which is the melanin realm, basically, to break this thing down on a greater level and to make sure that they don't come back down to the earth realm. Make sure that we don't rise up. They do these particular rituals. Now, the key is this. And it's interesting because I told a lot of people for this and nobody was hardly able to get this. They only printed a small copies, amount of copies. Did you ever was able to get one of these? And the last time I was here, I was showing you that Lilith or Leviathan, remember? The day broke in November. Is nothing but a black hole. Black hole. That's in, but this black hole, as they say, this black hole of the Milky Way, in the heart of our own galaxy is a hungry beast that rules mysterious realm of cataclysmic violence. Now, we talked about that the last time, remember. And as I showed you in the book the last time, that why would they show the black hole and they show the shit looking like fucking spaceships, which is the mothership. Now, going back to this particular book, he says in 1999 we will pass through the tail of this comet. Now, knowing the whole 39 people, Heaven's Gate, to kill themselves, we understand that they were talking about also this thing that was behind the Hellbot comet that came, which was supposed to have been a ship. But then again, your other people from Emory University, Courtney Brown and them, said it was an intelligence, and they said it was 3 times bigger than the Earth. So the government said, well, no, fuck that. We're going to let them all do that hoax shit, or we're going to do them, because the whole key is never merge metaphysical with science. Although it's all of it. The metaphysical people are talking stuff, and they are right, and the science people are talking stuff, and they are right, but if you scientifically explain metaphysical, everybody get turned on. But if you don't, you can keep the people divided. The metaphysical people against the scientific people, and you never merge the two. So the government say, no, we're going to be quiet. Let the 39 people in 1997 kill themselves and all this kind of shit, and Courtney Brown say those type of things, and we're just going to be quiet, and then we're going to come out with our own thing. So in November of this year, as I said, they came out with the black hole thing. It's saying that, number one, we have a black hole in our galaxy. And I told you all that what's going on here, if the Courtney Brown people reported that this thing was over the Earth, these remote viewers, and they reported that this particular thing was over the Earth, that this shit is actually right here. Now, the key is that our Earth is setting right in the middle of a black hole. the event horizon. Now, the event horizon, you saw the movie, go get the movie Event Horizon, that's the black hole. But the event horizon, the ancient Egyptians knew it and they call it Horus on the horizon. So that damn event horizon, that's just a new word for fucking Heru, the Christ, on the horizon. But when is the event horizon? Well, goddammit, Discover Magazine, well, when is Christ coming? Well, Christ is Horus, the Heru energy. Well, here, the Discover Magazine said that this is the event horizon. This motherfucker, we right in it. So would they go on and say that we don't have the mathematics to calculate this thing because all the stuff we did on black holes in the past was billions of galaxies away. Now that we're in it, we can't calculate it. But the occult people saying, because that ain't nothing but a hologram. The real black hole is in the motherfuckers down here walking around, which is black people. Which is us. So they can't calculate the shit because that's only a hologram. It's only a movie screen showing what's going down here on the earth. Okay? We talked about that. Now, the key is, they're saying they can't calculate this particular event horizon. The cult people know what the hell is going on. So they got all these damn rituals going on with John Glenn's monkey ass all up there, who was the first person to go up in space the first time, so they do a ritual as the last person to go up and try to reverse the cycle back to the damn some other time in the past. This is already, you know, shit don't work.
Ain't gonna happen. You can go again.
Yeah. Ain't gonna happen.
The shit don't work. You see, meanwhile, he's talking about the great king of terror in 1999 passing through the tail of the comet. Well, wait a minute. Now, hold on. Let's break this thing down. If the heavens, see, it's all of, see, they separated, chop it up. The heaven gate people kill themselves. You know, the little purple shit on, the Nikes on, sitting in the bed and all that shit. And they talk about it because the ship was there. Okay? They were talking about a physical ship. Which ain't happening. It ain't no physical ship. The mothership is in your brain. The only mothership there is. It's your ass. So, they kill themselves. They talk about the physical thing. The Applewhite people. Courtney Brown break the news on the advanced metaphysical status of the Emory University remote viewers people. Say, no, this is an intelligence, a big black mass that is over the earth, three times bigger than the earth. Okay, so they break it, but they're still that bordering on the metaphysical thing, and most people are not trained to even deal with that. So then, the government comes in and tell you we got a black hole, okay? But he's saying that the tail of the comet, just like the other people, is this great king of terror, which is Mars Rain Happy, which is Mars Attack, which is the same black hole in so many words. You get where I'm coming from? In so many words, which is the whole thing with the 1999, which we are already in the shit. See, the whole key now is not even to the point of waiting to something for something to happen on the New Year's night. You might be disappointed. The key is to figure out right now how to access the shit. Now, let me go into some stuff right now, what I'm talking about here. Okay, a girl said she didn't have her period about a month. So I said, well, you know you ain't pregnant or whatever the deal is. She said, well, the spirit kept coming and saying, no, you...
All right, guys. Greetings, 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 guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday with Haru. Today's a lounge day for me, guys, so I just wanted to play the clip for you guys. My computer's going slow, so I do apologize for the silence. But the theology of hate, I hope that you guys are enjoying this series. I'm going to be doing part 1 through 5. We did part 1 last Sunday, and we did part 2. What is going on with my computer? We did part 2. We're doing part – that was part 2. I'm sorry. That was part 2. And I'm going to play for you guys part 3, but I'm going to go ahead and find a song real quick to play why I'm having some technical difficulties. You know, it's funny because when we're you know, putting out vital information, you know, it seems to be technical difficulties at times. So I do apologize about that, guys. Give me a moment. I hope you guys are having a great weekend. Let's see here. Okay. I love Bobby, guys. If you guys have not studied any Bobby's work, I definitely highly recommend for you to do that. Bobby is a great teacher. Left back a lot of wonderful, vital information. You know, as you start to elevate, he's definitely a wonderful go-to, you know, for to kind of, you know, things that make sense. I actually just noted, too, when he was speaking about Lilith, we're going to do a podcast in the near future because I need to know more about this Lilith energy. So please be sure that you go to our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. We do offer sessions. We, you know, I want to play this song for my grandma. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
man. Send me back to the other fellas, Louis Sonny.
They're drinking that wine. Remember the schoolyard days?
Yeah. We had to take you home, man. You was out on
oh,
it, man.
Oh, better day. Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there? Steal a hubcap off the car.
What you talking about? His battery?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Listen. Then I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, Bird, what corner was you coming today?
That's in the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it.
I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Putting it all up.
I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Phil, what's your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right. And you go to jail. Right.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop, well,
see,
he was all right.
Pop was,
a lot of bad
Pop was hanging out, you
yeah,
know.
Hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my Pop did.
Yeah.
My Pop hung right over with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I know where your mom cooked them good home-cooked bits today.
Mr. Green.
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama just cooked them.
Not pregnant, just the energy slowing down or whatever the type thing. So they come back again and say you're not pregnant, you know. But you know, us being on the physical realm, you still worry about shit, you know. You still, you know. So I'm up in there and I'm like, I'm up in there and I'm like, wait a minute, fuck this dumb shit. Y'all motherfuckers sitting there, you know we working for the people. I want the goddamn period on because I want the shit on. That's just all to it. And y'all motherfucking guys, all y'all, Lilith, Newt, Acid, Allah, all y'all motherfuckers, get off your ass. I know that you are in me, but get off your motherfucking ass and do something now, and I want the goddamn shit on in a few fucking minutes, or either you can wait till she get off work. So when she got off work, I said, did your period come on? She said, something came on today. She said, but it ain't. She said, I don't know till I get home. And then when she got home, the shit was on, but when it came on. Came on. And then I said, oh, I get it now. And when I was telling you a couple of months back, I told the people in Philly, what it is the theology of hate. In the particular book here, the Jew book, he's telling people that this anger and this madness or this hatred is you have to stop that shit to get closer to God. It's the other way around. Your anger and your hatred is the energy that you're supposed to be producing, because that is the energy that the gods demand or the gods need to be commanded by, is your energy. So I'm like, no, I tell y'all motherfuckers some shit. I command this shit because we're in the driver's seat. Sitting there going all these, doing all these lectures and stuff, we're in the driver's seat. And she was like, yeah, they're saying that you're not getting mad enough. You get comfortable, you know, in your little knowledge and hearing this shit. Then you get comfortable and all this kind of thing here, you know, and stuff, you know, because your rent paid or whatever type shit is. You're not mad enough. And that night, I start commanding stuff, saying, no, let's end this shit now. And the next morning, they start dropping these bombs on Saddam Hussein. Now, am I saying that I did that? No, I'm saying that these people, they monitor. They got a spiritual realm, and they monitor when people are waking up and people are on the right track, and they act accordingly. So what you do, you thinking you a little motherfucker here in Trenton or Philly, and you doing some stuff, and you don't think it's happening, they are actually monitoring what you do. And whatever thing you do, that's what they are. That's their next move for the mind control shit. You see what I'm saying? They can't touch you, but they know that the majority of black people don't even believe in this stuff and thinking that God is, oh, God's going to save me and all this kind of shit. And you don't realize that you're the God to return, and you don't realize that you, your little insignificant ass, is the key to the goddamn puzzle. And all this shit they're doing is some shit that is going on in our fucking minds. You see what I'm saying? And they act accordingly. So the mere fact that we are here tonight even discussing this shit, we are actually breaking the ritual. And this was when I knew that something was actually happening, because on my birthday, the 28th, the TV starts sparking, the fucking lamp starts sparking, the lights cutting all off and stuff, and I was thinking it was some loose wires or something had a shortage in it. And I said, that damn refrigerator got to go. That shit is messed up. And I'm unplugging shit. And for 3 days, the stuff was cutting on and off, and then it just stopped. And I said, wait a minute, the refrigerator still got a shard in it, and then the spirit came and told you, said they was trying to zap your ass during your birthday, but your energy was so strong that they can't touch you, so it was affecting all the appliances in the house. So that means we are in spiritual warfare with what is called a demiurge. That's a group of entities, basically a whole group of old gods that's time to goddamn relinquish the damn throne, and they don't want to go no damn well. And they're using the damn white people to damn give them rituals and shit to keep this whole bullshit in order. You see what I'm saying? To keep this whole bullshit in order. So, show you how serious shit is. Show you how shit is. Motherfuckers is coming with it. Here's Nexus Magazine, November and October. Did anybody get a copy of this? Anybody know about this?
No.
Well, we can get some copies for the people. This is the new one that just came out. Now, why is it when I'm doing stuff and I'm saying things, then the next shit come out, the motherfucker saying the same thing on what I'm talking about in here? Now, in here, he's talking about white gold powder and all that shit. I said, that shit ain't nothing but melanin. And he fumbles all around the stuff and calls it ambrosia. He calls it all this type of stuff. He talking about the pineal gland. He mentions melatonin one little time up in there and all. But he's fumbling around on the first article. The book come out, the second article, it's a three-part series. This one, and the one that's coming in whatever, March or whatever, February. He come out with the second article, and it's straight up melatonin. Then, I figured this out. There's two kind of vampires. There's a low-level vampire that sucks the energy from us and try to get our melanin. Mm-hmm. And then there is the Dracula, which comes from the Draco, which is a constellation of Draco, which is us. We are the Draconians. And Dracula is us. We are the Dracula. Now, what is this talking about here? There's two kind of Draculas. Two kind of vampires. There's the earth vampire, that's white people. Have to depend on the melanated people to get their energy. Drain the energy by touching you on the job.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Because my sometimes my manager says, can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Can't wait, yeah. They're trying to drain your energy. Or they're just literally getting your melanin, taking the melatonin, eating you in rituals and all the whole shit. So that's the earth vampire, which is a lesser vampire. Then there's a space vampire, which is black hole, but this black hole is you. You the goddamn space vampire. A movie put out called Life Force.
Yes.
About this thing coming behind the comet.
Yes.
Space, but the book was called Space Vampires by Colin Wilson.
And then they made the screenplay and called it Life Force. A black hole sucks everything into the universe into it and squeezes it till nothing but pure light comes from it. And that's what black people do. So the movie Fifth Element, the black ball that they use a little white girl to kill, that black ball was the black hole. But if you go get the book, if you can find them at used bookstores, they talk about every now and then this black hole opens. And that's when evil comes. But every now and then we have to do a ritual to stop the evil. But the movie starts out when? The movie starts out 1913. That same old Anwar Elijah Muhammad motherfucker talking to y'all again. About 1913, the cracker shit was over, but they did something to alter that. The movie starts out in 1913 when this so-called evil came. You see what I'm saying? But anyway, they say every 500 years, but this time it was over. They say they got an extension because niggas was straight up wobble, 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 banjo picking, harmonica blowing, no shoes, hillbilly motherfuckers back in 1913. And shit, you know. You see, with duck tails on and top hats and shit. And stuff like that. Anyway, the black hole, which is this mothership, which is the true mothership, they show it in the doggone Fifth Element. But they say we do rituals. So now Christmas Day, which is the 25th, which is Sirius rising again. But it rises in the underworld, I think. Sirius rising, they're going to put out this movie about the aliens again and these teachers being aliens. The faculty. But they say teachers. We are world teachers. We are the teachers. Being aliens. You got to look at the lingo on when they do shit. Being alien, call it, but it's coming on Christmas Day. It's all based on a doggone ritual. You got to know what the hell is going on. So if they get past 99, they got the grandiose shit coming with fucking the Star Wars thing. But you got insurrection. Now let me drop on that. Did you see it? I saw the shit. And let me tell you what insurrection is about. Star Trek Insurrection came out last week. Yeah, all doing the ritual.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what this shit is about. It's about a group of people that used to rule the universe. But they saw all this bullshit technology and they went back to the old ways because they were spiritual people. So what they did is they found a planet that had rings around it. And those particular rings around that particular planet gave them immortality that they didn't get old. That's melanin. Meanwhile, some other people, they got a skin cancer that's rotting off their face. And they want to come in and take the damn planet. And they convinced the Federation to come in and spy on these people. And they want to take the doggone planet so that they can get immortality. Come to find out that the people that got the skin rotting is a part of the same doggone race that had a family fight years ago, and their mothers and fathers went onto this planet and is becoming younger while the children are getting older and older and about to die. Now, if you know anything about white people, in some cultures, the Mayans, India, they are still, even though they are created, they are still called our children. The Mayans and them people, there's a group called the Mamas, they call them little brother, fucking up. Over in India, they say, oh, them are our children, the younger ones. See what I'm saying? So this was a shit about white people and black people and melanin. But the key is, the war that's going on, what they're fighting is the melanin wars that has happened the last couple of years with the fight with melanin and melatonin. It's all in the damn movie. All in the doggone movie. Your boy, the one, LeVar Burton, you know, he got these glasses on, he can't see. And then they gave him some contact lens on the thing, and he can see. He got on the blue contact, he go to the doggone planet, and his corneas, his eyeballs, his corneas and shit, regenerate overnight, and he don't need the contacts or nothing to see no more. The black man. Melanin. All in the doggone movie. It's all about melanin. If you look through the bullshit and see, all in the doggone movie. Very key that you understand that at this particular time on what's going on. Now let me go to some other stuff right now because I want to show you something here. I'm gonna get down with something right now. What time is it? Okay, let me deal with some stuff right here. Okay, let me deal with some stuff right here so you can understand something. First of all, the melanin is known as the regenerative process. As Kephra, but in all the movies, all of them, all the goddamn movies, everybody is fighting against the bug. The movie Starship Troopers was a movie where they was fighting against some bugs that had a two-star system. Anybody know you got two-star system is a binary star, which is Sirius A and Sirius B. And they fought against what? The bugs. Men in Black, they fought against what? The bugs. If you go back and see Lost in Space, because I saw it in the movies, I got a little bit of time trouble, but when I went and got the video, and I looked at it again, all Lost in Space, they went to this thing and this ship was taken over by these little bugs. And the guy got bit by the bug. And at the end, he said, man, he looked up, he was an insect. That's the damn scarab, the bug, on Mars Attack. When they was fighting Mars Attack, which is the Horus people, they had them little funny little spaceships, but when the spaceships landed, they had little legs like this. They came down. That's the bug. That's the bug. Now, that's the bug. Now look at this. It's another movie. That's the Starship Troopers. Everything is based on the bug. The movie Mimic was based on this bug that turned into a human. All that shit is melanin in black people. Yeah, which is Betelgeuse. But everything is based on the bug. That's the fucking scarab. Gotta understand what's going on. All the movies are bugs. These damn bugs fighting against some other motherfuckers. The Ants. They had a movie, The Ants, that came out. That's all about black people. Got the new Beatle come back. You gotta realize everything is a ritual. I'm not grasping straws. We understand now, based on we've had history of the secret societies running shit, everything is a ritual. You see what I'm saying? It's the hottest shit on the market. You see, that's the key. Trying to keep the shit is, but the whole key is to kill the black person. Now, show you something. You had your James Bond series, which represents the ultimate apex of white masculinity. So in 1973, on the changing of the guards, you had Sean Connery. Then you had this other guy did her Majesty's Secret Service didn't with that girl that was on the Avengers. I can't think of her name right now. She was in the movie. He did one movie and it didn't work out. But then again, they went and got your boy from The Saint, Roger Moore, and he was the ultimate Bond again. They said, we got this shit again. So now, his first movie is called Live and Let Die. In this movie, for the first time, he's fucking a black woman, Gloria Hinder, played in Black Belt Jones and Black Caesar. Yep. And his villain is Yepa Kehoto, but he's battling the Bodun energy. And in the ritual, he kills Yepa Kehoto at the end, 1973. Very key that you understand that. 1973, Bruce Lee's last movie. It always hurt me because I went to go see it when I was in the sixth grade. They killed Jim Kelly in the movie, Enter the Dragon. And that profoundly affected me because the simple doggone fact, I saw the black man get killed. I'm like, why didn't he kill the white motherfucker? But it was a damn ritual. And this year they put out the new director's cut, 25-year whatever thing on Enter the Dragon. They put the shit out again as a ritual to kill the damn black man. Very key that you understand that. Now, show you the other thing. We got to deal with this. Listen to this. All right. Got it right here. Let me deal with this thing right here. Let me go through some things right here. You got the movie Enemy of the State. Anybody saw this movie? Go see the movie. It's Off the Hook.
Yeah.
It's a movie where they go in and they show, they just go in and just straight up tell you everything the government got. They put it in the damn movie.
Yep.
Got Will Smith again in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Will Smith, his wife, the black wife, tell him, she said, man, these motherfucking people can take your privacy. She said, this is some shit that they're dealing with right now. But he a lawyer. He's making jokes. Oh, making jokes. And next thing, that motherfucker ain't had no job, no house, no woman, no nothing. So they go in and drop all the signs on what the government is capable of doing. And then they, before they make, let the movie out, they put everybody back into the zombie thing. They come in and the guy from the army come in and say, whoever's doing this stuff, we're going to deal with this type of stuff, saying the government has the capabilities, but it's a few people that's inside the government doing it that we don't, the government ain't got nothing to do with. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Drop the stuff in the actual movie. Now, a couple of things happen here. I'm going to go through this. And then we're going to go to a question. And, no. Then we're going to go to a break. When you want to do the break now? About 15 minutes. Yeah, let me say this here because this is a part of the hard copy. First of all, Michael Jackson did Thriller. They say go back and look at the damn stuff on the lyrics of Thriller. 1982. Only in the 83 when he did the 83 is when he, no, 82 he did the Thriller album came out, November of 82, but the Thriller video came out in March of 1984. But anyway, Vincent Price was on the album with him, dropping some science.
Yeah.
Now the key is, this whole thing, you got to realize this, Vincent Price did a movie called Haunted Palace. He's playing Charles Dexter Ward, which is a H.P. Lovecraft character. Now, H.P. Lovecraft, the people that wrote the Cthulhu mythos and the Necronomicon and these group of people that's going to come back and retake the world, which is us. Edgar Allan Poe writes the screenplay for the movie Haunted Palace, and he uses H.P. Lovecraft characters in the story. And Vincent Price plays Charles Dexter Ward, who comes back. And it comes to this he plays Charles Dexter Ward, which is the great grandson of the father of a man who tried to bring back the Necronomicon of Cthulhu 150 years before he comes, and he inherits this castle and finds this book, the Necronomicon, up in the actual book, and tries to bring back Cthulhu up in the actual movie. The shit is dropping. It's called A Haunted Palace. The people that he's trying to bring back, that's us. There's a movie out called Army of Darkness. It came out, the guy Dino Rentes is the guy that did Doom. That did the movie Doom. He produced the movie Doom. He produced a movie in 1993 called Army of Darkness. Whereas the guy come and get this Necronomicon book and is transported back into like a certain time in the middle in the Middle Ages. But it's done in a comedy, but the effects and all the knowledge they're dropping in the shit is on key. Called Army of Darkness. This guy named Bruce Campbell plays in the movie. But anyway, this whole thing with Michael Jackson is set up around this thing, and when he added that Thriller and all that shit up in the actual thing, his thing went from a superstar to the greatest entertainer ever. So they immediately went and put implants in Michael Jackson. They didn't want to clone him because they wanted to make this money too. And that might mess with the talent. So they put these implants in him. Now let me show you. I was talking to a brother from New York. He's in his like his late 50s. Just lives in Atlanta now. Said that he used to work the concert tour, and he was working the concert tours back in the 80s. He said, and when Michael Jackson came two or three times, it was always this white man that used to be around him. And he said this white man used to carry this black bag. He said, that's the money bag. Now, by him being, see, I knew he used to work the concert because I used to work concerts too, and I knew the setup. It's a whole world backstage and shit. And when I was in college, we used to go and do it, and I met everybody. I got pictures. Well, I was hanging out with the Mary Jane girls on a Rick James freak party. Straight up. We was in their fucking house. I was laying on the bed with the Mary Jane girl, Rick James freak party. And we used to go there and all because we was the only black college in the town. They would give us free reign, me and another brother. And we met all the stars. The only motherfucker ever was kind of fucked up was old Luther ass because he was a big time punk, you know. Walking around with old house robe on like old bitch. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. We was hanging out with the Rick James. So I knew the comment, what the brother was saying. There's certain things that go on backstage and all based on the backstage people. And when I used to be with that stuff, I knew that the brother was working this circuit and stuff based on a certain things and stuff that would happen, you know, as far as when they come in and they set up and you go to eat lunch and all this kind of shit. There's a whole lot of stuff that go on backstage. Because I used to be a part of this damn thing, and I was working at Peaches Records. So I was working at Peaches Records at the time. That's a big record chain. It was a big record chain in the South. I think they closed down. It turned to Turtles, and then that brought over by Blockbuster. Anyway, he said he was working the circuit. And he said the two or three times Michael Jackson came to New York, he came that first time, he said, but he came, he said, was working the circuit a couple other places and a couple other concerts. And he said when he came to New York, they had seen the same cracker that was with them two or three other times in other states where he went and chilled. He said his cracker would carry this big-ass black bag. And so they said, hey, that's the fucking money bag. They said, we're going to hit this goddamn cracker. He got his boys. They said, we're going to hit this cracker and get the fucking money bag. Because this cracker, everywhere Michael Jackson went, he went. They said, that man is the man that handled the money. And whatever is in that bag is some real shit. So they was going to hit the cracker. So the cracker got lax and they hit the cracker and grabbed the bag. And when they grabbed the bag, he said it was a big ass transmitter. And they was like, well, fuck this shit. And they just, you know, they was working. This was their job. But they said they was going to get the money bag and quit the job. So fuck it, we got paid. But since it was a big old transmitter, they was like, shit, we ain't going to do our job. So they dropped the shit. He said it was a big old transmitter. And then he realized what was going on. The guy said that this guy was following around, and he was working this implant in Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson, he was doing all that shit, changing his fucking skin and all that shit. He said he was working this implant. Now, remember, Jermaine Jackson was a part of the Nation of Islam with Farrakhan. This before Farrakhan just went off the damn deep end and shit. This motherfucker go and put Malcolm X killer over the mosque and shit. Ain't that some shit? But anyway, this boy went off the damn deep end. Jermaine Jackson was with Farrakhan. So, some stuff went on and the family started getting concerned about Michael Jackson that he was acting real strange. Well, shit, I mean, goddamn. How many houses got to fall on your ass to figure that out? But anyway, it had gotten to the point I don't think he was even having contact with the family or nothing. So they went and kidnapped Michael Jackson and persuaded him to go to Chicago to meet Farrakhan. And they snook him in secretively to meet Farrakhan. Anyway, Farrakhan and them was around, and I guess it's just the energy in the room, they did a damn prayer. And whatever the prayer is, it broke the damn chip in Michael Jackson, the damn microchip. And right after that, and whatever the energy that came, it was enough to keep the shit up. Right after that, then they put the sex shit on his ass with the pedophile thing. Mm-hmm. But the guy said he saw the cracker with the radio. Mm-hmm. He said, and they was damn controlling that mug. Because, you know, he did Thriller. Well, he had one little nose job. Well, you know, everybody in Hollywood do that. And he looked pretty decent on the album, cut a little white suit on and shit. Then that motherfucker just start turning into a Frankenstein. Yeah. And I kept saying, now you got to be just either crazy or whatever the deal is. And they said that they was literally down fucking with that boy. You see what I'm saying? Very key that you that you understand that at this particular time on how they're particularly doing stuff. So now, go get the movie First Power.
I saw that movie.
And get the movie First Power and also get the movie Fallen. And you will find out before they was Fallen, they basically identically the same movie in so many words. Because the guy get executed in the First Power and come back and killing people, get executed. It's the same movie, but they had to do the ritual because they had to put the Fallen out in the whole nine yard with Denzel Washington because they had to do this thing with the black man. You see what I'm saying? So go get the First Power, then go get Fallen. Very key that you get that at this particular time and all. You want to go on the break? About 5 minutes. Okay, then let me deal with a couple other things right now before we go. Henry D. Bernardo came the last time and he said that, you know, based on the Nile Valley, that based on the rising of the Nile and all, that whole 4th of July shit was based on the rising of Sirius and the whole Nile thing. Well, also on the internet, they got a whole article on this particular part on the rising of the Nile Valley and the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. Now, if the Declaration of Independence is brought by a Nile Valley and a serious rising document, in order to keep the old cycle, you got to destroy the Declaration of Independence. So basically for the last 10 or 15 years, and especially the last 8 years, is everything to get rid of the doggone rights by signing in new laws, whereas the laws that you have now is almost different than the Declaration of Independence, because even that, although it's the white people shit and it didn't include us, there's certain things that they got to do to override something that they put in order based on the Masonic shit. You see what I'm saying? Based on the actual Masonic thing. There's certain things that they got to do based on that. You see? So this whole thing is they got to literally shut down this damn country. That's what the movie Dark City was about when they say shut it down. Remember they was doing all the experiments, and once they got all the experiments, they say, shut it down. How many people saw the movie? Dark City, you got to go see it. Or go rent the movie. Well, the whole thing with this Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and all that shit is to shut this thing down. Now, I'm saying this here about the Antichrist. He is their particular Antichrist because he's a Rockefeller baby. Some people even say that he is Rockefeller's son. This is, you know, they got some stuff in there. They also want a bastardized son. But anyway, we know that they set him all up, and his whole life was based on Rockefeller's money.
Right.
Through his whole schooling and everything. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, they gotta, in order to go into a new cycle, they're setting things up where they can end one thing and go right into the doggone next. You see what I'm saying? This is very key. This is very key that you understand this particular time. On all of this particular stuff that's going on now, one thing happened. There's a brother. One thing happened. What they're doing now? So this is why you got. Because I was wondering. I think I said this the last. I don't know if it was here or someplace else. But I was noticing that everything is going sky high, as far as money. Why everything is now 10 times what it used to be 10 years ago. Well, why is it? The premier white man meat steak is real cheap, especially in the black community. Now, I go into the A&P down there, and they have steak. You might get 5 fucking lean steaks for fucking $4.95.
What?
Really?
And come to find out what the deal is this year, what they're doing is this year. They take them shits, and when they get old in the black community, in the white community, they take them back to the processing plant, and they down with red dye number 2. That shit, they say the shit look pretty, and then when they cut it out the cow. They dye that shit with red dye number 2 and ship it to the black community.
Spoiled meat.
It's spoiled meat. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened. So I do, every now and then, I do experiments just to see shit. I said, fuck it, I'm going to go in here. I said, I'm a vegetarian for a while, so I'm going to go get me a goddamn steak. We need ate some damn steaks. My tooth start fucking up. But this the problem. The tooth got a cavity, but when air hit it, nothing happened, but it was something on the inside of the damn root. And I couldn't understand what's happening, and I was talking to this guy, and I was saying, yeah, man, I said, these damn, these steaks, man, these shits as cheap as a motherfucker, man, $4 and $5 for like 7 steaks. What the hell going on? And I said, you know, my tooth was hurting, and the brother looked at me, and the brother was a master herbologist. He was taught by Johnny Moore. And he looked and he said, yeah, he said, and I knew when he did it, I knew that the mother knew, he said, you ate some steaks. He said, and the cow that they killed the steak for, that cow had an abscess. And when you ate the steak, you got a damn abscess. And my damn spirit said, well, I knew that, because the mother just, I done told my tooth was hurting. I didn't tell him nothing else, and he just dropped the shit. But he was channeling, too. He saying, you got a damn ass ass. Then he went into the red dye number 2 shit. Okay. Now, this is the key, he said. He started curing AIDS patients. So I said, I get off this shit now and all, you know, I'm back on, well, maybe some turkey or whatever the deal is. But fuck that shit, because that shit is all messed up. Now, he said that he started curing these AIDS patients. He said he's caught killing about 9 or 10 of them. And they go down to the Gray Hospital, which is the black hospital where everybody is. And it's interesting, they said, because one guy studied Masonic symbols for all kind of medicine and healing. But all the symbols on Gray Hospital, the symbols are turned backwards, which means it is a place for experimentations and death. So he's sending these patients down, and the patients coming down, they're HIV negative. And the man was like, wait a minute. The doctor was like, wait a minute. You are not him. You are his twin brother. And the other guy said, we don't know this whole guy's family. He ain't got no twin in his family. Something is wrong. And then the guy said, and the doctor said, well, damn it. This ain't our medicine. This is some kind of Eastern shit. This is some Eastern medicine. Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on now. If the doctor, white man, come up and say that this is some kind of Eastern medicine and he knows of other cures in the world, then what the hell is he saying about this is not our medicine that don't work? All about killing. He said, this is some kind of Eastern medicine. See what I'm saying? But I was noticing that everything is going sky high as far as money. Why everything is now 10 times what it used to be 10 years ago. Well, why is it that fucking the premier white man meat steak is real cheap, especially in the black community? Now, I go into the A&P down there, and they have steak. You might get 5 fucking lean steaks for fucking $4.95.
Really?
And come to find out what the deal is this year, what they're doing is this year, they take them shits, and when they get old in the black community, in the white community, they take them back to the processing plant, and they dye them with red dye number 2. That shit, they say the shit look prettier than when they cut it out the cow. They dye that shit with red dye number 2 and ship it to the black community. It's spoiled meat. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened. So I do, every now and then I do experiments just to see shit. I said, fuck it, I'm going to go in here. I said, I'm a vegetarian for a while, so I'm going to go get me a goddamn steak. We need some damn steaks. My tooth starts fucking up, but this the problem. The tooth got a cavity, but when air hit it, nothing happened, but it was something on the inside of the damn root. And I couldn't understand what's happening, and I was talking to this guy, and I was saying, yeah, man, I said, these damn, these steaks, man, these shits as cheap as a motherfucker, man, $4 and $5 for like 7 steaks. What the hell going on? And I said, you know, my tooth was hurting, and the brother looked at me, and the brother was a master herbologist. He was taught by Johnny Moore. And he looked, and he said, yeah, he said, and I knew when he did it, I knew that the mother knew, he said, you ate some steaks. He said, and the cow that they killed the steak for, that cow had an abscess. And when you ate the steak, you got a damn abscess. And my damn spirit said, well, I knew that, because the mom just, I just told my troopers something. I didn't tell him nothing else, and he just dropped the shit. But he was channeling, too. He saying, you got a damn ass answer. Then he went into the red dye number two shit. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the key, he said. He started curing AIDS patients. So I said, I get off this shit now and all. You know, I'm back on, well, maybe some turkey or whatever the deal is. But fuck that shit, because that shit is all messed up. Mm-hmm. Now, he said that he started curing these AIDS patients. He said he's caught curing about 9 or 10 of them. And they go down to the Gray Hospital, which is the black hospital where everybody is. And it's interesting, they said, because one guy studied Masonic symbols for all kind of medicine and healing. But the, all the symbols on Gray Hospital, the symbols are turned backwards, which means it is a place for experimentations and death. So he's sending these patients down, and the patients coming down, they're HIV negative. And the man was like, wait a minute. The doctor was like, wait a minute. You are not him. You are his twin brother. And the other guy said, we don't know this whole guy's family. He ain't got no twin in his family. Something is wrong. And then the guy said, and the doctor said, well, damn it. This ain't our medicine. This some kind of Eastern shit. This is some Eastern medicine. Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on now. If the doctor, white man, come up and say that this is some kind of Eastern medicine and he knows of other cures in the world, then what the hell is he saying about this is not our medicine that don't work? All about killing. He said this is some kind of Eastern medicine. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. But he was sitting there and he was curing the hell out of them. You see what I'm saying? Just some other stuff just to add on to proof. Now, let me show you this. I don't know if I said this in, I might have said it in Philly. This summer I moved to another apartment. The apartment the apartment I moved to, most of them got burglar bars, but the ones I was in didn't have no burglar bars. I'm like, wait a minute. I went down, I said, what happened to the burglar bars? And they said, we had them on there, but we rented to like 4 or 5 Section 8 families, and the government came in and told us we got to take them down. They couldn't have burglar bars on the Section 8 homes. Now, why is that? Because they were telling you that the Section 8 people are actually government property, and when they want to come to take them off and expendable and kill them, they can't have nobody barricading themselves in with these bars. They want to have it so they bat around the door and come right on in and get their property. So they were saying, our property, you can't have burglar bars. So it's also the thing we were talking about, how they was killing people out of the project and talking about, how is it every time we say something, then realistically the shit happens spiritually?
Yeah. It's like when you were saying the thing about the two parallel universe. Mm-hmm. That's right on the cover of Discovery Magazine. The same drawing you drew.
Yeah.
It's on the cover of Discovery.
The one for this month?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were talking about all the scientific discoveries of this year.
Yeah.
I got to get that one.
I do too.
But see, it's interesting. This one came out, it was limited amount.
Yeah.
I couldn't, the black hole, and I wouldn't have found it. I walked into a supermarket. And it was laying right there on the checkout thing where you check out. You know how, when you go to a supermarket now, it might be 2 or 3 people in there checking out.
Yeah.
Be packed with people, and 3 or 4 lines, and be 2 or 3 people checking out. Well, one of the ones was empty, and it had it just laying right out there.
Waiting for me.
I just rolled that motherfucker up, and put it in my goddamn pocket, and walked right on out of the damn store with that shit, too. I said, this shit is mine. I said, and I had a pocket full of money. I said, no, I can't pay for it. I said, because the spirit sent me this. And to pay for it is, no, I can't do that. I said, this is mine. But my point is, but I'm saying it was, and nobody couldn't get that magazine.
No.
You see, listen, nobody couldn't get that magazine. Now, let me get one other thing before we go. You know, how much time you got? Let me get one other thing. You know, before we go to the watch call, I want to get one thing here. The ritual also that's going on is the NBA stopping. There's 2 levels of this shit. One is that they couldn't have these black motherfuckers running down the doggone court. Because that's energy. Plus, this was Michael Jordan's last year. See, the whole thing is that even whether he's a clone or whatever the deal is, it's still energy. whatever the deal is. Michael Jordan was supposed to quit at the end of the season. Somewhere over the summer, Michael Jordan, being the fucking Negro he is, said, I'm coming back for one more year. You see what I'm saying? So they was like, wait a minute, hold on now. This nigga can't come back for one other year. His name Michael. This is Archangel Michael's season coming up in the fall of the year. Mm-hmm. And he running around playing damn basketball when this black hole is out here. And we got to do this whole ritual shit. And then all them other damn niggas jumping around and playing that basketball. They said, we got to stop this shit. So they shut that shit down for the whole damn season to get to the 1999. See, that already done killed music. Everything else black is fucked up. The music ain't nothing now. You see what I'm saying? I mean, they ain't got no real spiritual shit. And they got your boy, that old, especially even the old gospel shit, you got your boy, what's his name, Kirk Franklin. But him and boy got caught fucking each other in the damn studio, him and Puff Daddy. Yeah, his wife came there and Puff Daddy, him in there fucking, because Puff Daddy was fucking the football player too, Emmett Smith.
Oh, no.
See, this shit here, man, is a whole damn other realm. It's going down. You see what I'm saying? See, when you get with the Hollywood shit, man, you got to come with it. Otherwise, you don't get famous. You got to do something. So that's why these boys, that's why everybody up there and shit. Nobody gets out there without doing something. All that stuff, man, is all ritual. You don't get big in this crack of shit not unless you goddamn pay the piper in some kind of way. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Either you booking over, slobbing on a knob, or you doing something. Oh. You see what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, you know, so they shut down this particular thing right now. They shut down this particular thing right now based on this ritual. Now, when you go back and see the movie Demolition Man, there's one guy that's running the whole society. He engineered the whole society. But his corporation is the Pactel Corporation, but the corporation is called Behavioral Engineering. And the Behavioral Engineering Society runs the society.
That's right.
And that's what we are all a part of, behavioral engineering. They can come up in there and put any kind of shit. So now they done come and they done, so this other motherfucker done come up and say, I done fucked a couple of women. The Republican man.
Yeah.
All in the same week. Now wait a minute, now why are you going to wait till the day after the bombing and the day of the impeachment thing and you come out with some shit? And you thinking this stuff is all what y'all... Remember now, Kennedy got people running for their lives right now that he fucked in the 60s and he's been dead.
Yeah.
For over 35, 36 years. Yeah. And they got people still running for their lives and you have one woman on the run right now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And you thinking that this, the public have a right to know when shit slip out. All bullshit. You see what I'm saying? It's all bullshit. Very key that you understand that particular stuff right now. You see what I'm saying? The break. Okay, the break going, and we're going to come back and really go for what we know.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's see, this here is coming from, you might want to get this off the internet. Crackers is giving it up on the last days. Look at this shit here.
Last days
are damn website here. Look at this Crackers is saying, man. They're coming up with it. So the brother yesterday, the brother today said, ain't nothing wrong with the Europeans. Well, let's see what the Europeans are saying. Now, you arguing about ain't nothing wrong with them, and I'm going to tell you what these motherfuckers are saying about themselves.
Uh, Facebook.com/DD. Because you might want to pull up this particular document here. Mm-hmm. See, sometimes you get on the website, you can get on their website, but whether you pull up this document, you need this whole thing here.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the search engine and these damn crackers are swinging here. I'm going to read it to you. We're going to put this shit right on the tape. So for the people that don't need to be that need to be convinced some more about this damn white man, this is the damn he's saying here. First of all, the graves is black people. One white spot and melanin. This is what he says. That's black people. On page 2 of this document, the white race is a result of the graves mating with the Aztecs and the Mayan women over 75,000 years ago. Well, you know, well, whatever the deal is when that was, they're still saying that they are. The graves have time travel capabilities and so-and-so, and they these white races, well, you can take that with a grain of salt. That ain't what I'm trying to deal with right now. Look what these crackers say. Not all white races. No, I want to get this right. Hold on one minute. I want to get this for you so you can hear this shit. As a result of this particular race being created, the white race have become abusive, controlling, manipulative, and ventured forth as to war to conquer other races. This is what white people are saying about themselves. I'm going to get this right now. As a result, the white race has become abusive, controlling, manipulative, and has ventured forth to war upon and a conquered other races with the loss of emotion, compassion, and also the loss which has led ultimately to the present day pain and suffering on the prevalent within civilization. The suffering and abuse prevalent within civilization. So they're saying basically the pain and suffering of civilization is based on this fucking white man. Not all white people have lost the ability to feel. Within the masculine form or channels have discovered that the emotional body became fractured into many pieces as a result of genetic blending with the graves. Or whatever the deal is. This is so many ways of them saying about the Yaqub story. So here it is in 1998. 7/10/1998, which is 7th of October. These crackers is giving up the shit about themselves. The stuff that you done threw bottles at damn Honorable Elijah Muhammad for saying the same shit 60 years ago. This is what the damn devil saying about the damn self. Not all of the white races have lost the ability to feel within the but within the masculine. That's bullshit. That goddamn white woman ain't shit either. She's a cold-blooded beast. And if you really look behind her, she is much more colder than the goddamn white man. If he the fucking damn devil, what you to think about the producer of this motherfucker? This damn white bitch with this docile bullshit got the whole world fooled. Got the whole world fooled. That bitch ain't bit more feeling than no other kind of damn shit. That's the problem here. But within the masculine form, no, she has learned how to behave like a woman. You talk about the feelings and all that kind of bullshit. She the same damn devil.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a behavioral modification that she is learning, like you teach a dog new tricks. Well, he's beating her down and she's act different than him because he control her ass, but she is still a cold motherfucker. You ever get around a real white person at all? It's something ain't there. I mean the white girl. It's a coldness that's not there. There's something, there's a coldness that's there, but there's something that ain't there. I don't care how much they act, and I've been really noticing them recently after I've noticed this article. There's something demonic, and I'm talking about in the worst sense. I'm talking about a figure of speech here. Something is fucked up about that white woman. It's something that's a couple of centimeters off that you can't detect.
Come on.
That a sister has, you see what I'm saying, that you can't detect, and it's in that damn devil's ass. So within the masculine form, our channels have discovered that the emotional body has become
fractured into many pieces as a result of genetic blending with the grays. The fractioning makes it impossible for the white male and female, he's saying white male, and female, I'm saying, to feel deeply as a female, as a black female. Fuck the dumb shit. We have to modify this stuff. At least until it is healed. You can't heal no shit like this. This is just all this old new age internet bullshit. New age shit. The fracturing repairs in an initiative transcended the 24th initiation, all that old garbage and shit. The emotional body is unified with the light body, and they go into all this kind of stuff here. Genetic karma between the white races and go on, and they keep saying that in actuality, in so many words, they say this particular white boy don't have no heart chakra, or white people don't have no heart chakra. In so many words, that shit ain't open. And the reason why the heart chakra ain't open, because the heart chakra is directly related with the fucking pineal gland. And because the pineal gland is calcified, the heart chakra don't work. You see what I'm saying? So in so many words, he's talking about the heart chakra. Without a heart chakra evolved, the species, without a heart chakra, a species cannot evolve. It is through the heart chakra that the energy they obtain, the breath, and the translated calories of embodiment becomes a support, a high vibratory, and ascended to the next dimension. Now, that's one thing we got to break up right now. There ain't no damn ascension. That's some bullshit. Let me explain this thing to you. So that's in this particular thing where he dealing with it. I just gave you that type of thing where the white boy is documenting that something about them is fucked up. But you get, they cloaking in all this new age garbage. But first of all, let's get this thing straight right now. So you can understand something. As you can see, that I gave you the diagram the last time, in Fred Allen Wolf's book, also in the book Inookian and Physics deal with it, and all this type of stuff. Now, it's interesting because now, you know, the guy that came up with the black hole thing was one of the main scholars. They done got with that cracker, and that cracker done did a new updated version of A Brief History in Time, that, you know, motherfucking the wheelchair Stephen Hawking. Well, he did a 1998 version from the other 1988 version of The Brief History in Time, you know. Anyway, that just came out. But anyway, he's saying in this book, he's talking about shit. There was a damn black hole found in this galaxy in 1975. They ain't telling people about. But anyway, you know, this is universe A, which is the present universe, and this is universe B. But it's just like sands through the damn hourglass. We're slipping through this, but the only thing that separates the both is the doggone black hole. As you know, the black hole. You see? But anyway, the only thing that separates is the black hole, and that's why we are on the threshold right now. The key is, this particular universe B, this shit here, they talk about ascension, this shit here is already done wore out. You got to understand forces and shit. This universe ain't is all that shit you see out there is trickled down, and the energy is worn out on the damn shit. So all this shit here about ascension and all that, that's bullshit. That's coming from them yogi motherfuckers over there in India and all that kind of shit. And the key is the hell realm, the descension, is becoming the light realm, not universe B. So all this damn shit about ascension is bullshit. That's the whole, in that case, this whole concept here, of Kephra is wrong. You see what I'm saying? It is the divine shift and the feces that becomes light. It is the phoenix that rises up from the fucking ashes. Yeah. So it ain't, but the ashes is down here. Not no shit about some universe up here. That shit is all worn out. So all this shit about ascension is bullshit. This is what these doggone Jews and all these people are doing to try to keep this bullshit going. Yeah. But it's petering out. We on the threshold. Let me show you how much this shit is petering out. Every day for the last 2 weeks in Atlanta, Georgia, a motherfucker getting hit by a damn car. The last month, every damn day, somebody getting their ass hit by a car. Now, one person get hit by a car, fine. But when it hit by a damn car,
Then they came and found out it's the pedestrians that's doing it. And my girl Ginger came up with the shit. She's saying,
shoot, I should call on Azazel and find out what the hell happened. Every damn day we come in the house, another motherfucker hit. I said, what the hell happened? Azazel saying, look, the time's speeding up. Even faster than it was. Remember we say it's Monday, then it's Friday.
This shit
in it now. I'm telling you, if God is my witness, every day for the last 2 months, it's an infestation. Motherfuckers getting hit by cars, pedestrians. Come to find out what's happening is, when they calculate the time they're going to get across the street, when they step out there, time speeding up before they know it, the car done hit their ass, and they don't know what the hell happened, because they calculating and shit, because the time is speeding up. You see what I'm saying? I swear, every damn day this shit is happening. So now, the key is, going back to this, this shit is breaking down. But the key is, and I'm going to prove this tonight, that it's this particular realm. It's the satanic hell realm that they're telling you to get away from, the dark realm, which is the doggone realm that's the doggone black hole. Evil is good. The theology of hate, that's going to be part of my stuff tomorrow. In the fifth element, they say every 500 is evil comes. But in the book, they say it's a black hole. In the watch card, it's this big black ball. Well, they can't really show how a black hole look. I guess they did it in the 1980 movie. But they, for a more effective thing, they just put this big black planet. But then again, what is a black hole but a doggone neutron star that the planet is collapsed on itself and create a black hole? And they show this shit. This evil, but the evil had an intelligence and was making black shit come down to people's face in the movie. So the evil is you. They create some white-ass terrible. What was it? It was some Jew motherfucking priest. That's all that shit was. It was creating this fifth element white girl shit. You see what I'm saying? Fifth element white girl shit. You see, Spike Lee come and put the same hoe up in his movie, the basketball movie, fucking damn Denzel. Got black sisters mad all over the world. You see? So my thing is, this ascension bullshit is all garbage. All these white people, all this all going to the fourth and fifth dimension, and all that shit is bullshit. And about love and the planet taking the next step, this shit is about hate.
I'm right. Going with it.
Out of here.
Come on.
And the way it is now. Now, all you got to do is your damn homework on this. We all know that the Christ came from Heru. The original Christ. But even if you go to the Etruscan version, which is the Greek version of Hercules, it's interesting that all the other Christ other than this Jesus shit, which is the fake thing that was put out by the Romans to shut a people down docile, every other figure of Christ in the ancient world, Christ don't do but one thing and one thing only. He's born, and then when he gets to be grown, he does one thing. He kills. Look, if we're talking about knowledge, all y'all know now. Now, I'm telling you something. Right now, if we could do this shit, I tell you that hate is the damn divine attribute right now, and I can prove it. Because if we're dealing with the Christ, right now, you get me a Book of the Dead or any book on Horus, and Cetus Horus talking about love. Horus don't do but one thing. Take the motherfucker, he even cut his goddamn mama head off. He cut damn Isis head off. But, you know, they God, so you can do that kind of shit if you don't necessarily kill her. But he let her know I ain't about the bullshit, love shit. Because what happened was is he fought Set and he had Set ass trapped. This is in another myth. Now, we know that Set in the early mythology is the most supreme god. But we're talking about they can take the same principle and try to illustrate something in a later mythology. In the later mythology, the Osiris mythology, he battles Set and he catches Set's ass. And right after he catches Set's ass, Isis come up with that bullshit because she done got soft. Because she don't know that she used to be goddamn segment.
That's right.
Yeah. She come up with that bullshit and let him go. It just represents her
fall to that damn punctified damn level and shit when she used to be the same motherfucker she used to be kicking ass.
Yeah.
So she come and let him go after. He come around and cut this motherfucker so he cut her damn head off.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut that head off so you can get back to your real self. This is the supreme. But my point is, if you read the Hercules story, Hercules don't do but one thing. He come in and he kicks ass from the start of his shit to the end. So my point is, if you can't find one figure of the ancient Christ in no ancient thing pre-Christianity with that bullshit, I'm talking about some love. Jesus loved the little children, all that old bullshit. That's Roman mental mind control domination. None. He's a killer. The Christ in 1979.
All right. I think that is it, you guys. I want to thank you again for joining me on another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday, guys. You know, as you come through, as you grow through, guys, you know, the theology of hate, you know, about it, hate doesn't have to be a bad thing. Evil, you know, Bobby's saying, doesn't have to be evil. You know, we don't have to look at these things in a negative light. You know, we have to know that everything, and I'm talking to myself too, you know, we have to begin to understand the science, you know what I mean, of it all. You know, what we hate, what is the lesson, what are the gems, what, you know, if we have someone in our lives, you know, that we don't quite understand why they do what they do, how they move, you know, it's like we really don't compassionately observe things, you know, we want to judge things, and we want to, you know, put a label on things, you know, due to this morality. Bobby Hemmings said it best, you know, morality. I hope I'm unmuted. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Lounge day. Am I unmuted? Yep. All right, but Bobby Hemmings said it best. You know, morality is going to get us trapped. Excuse me. Morality is what's going to keep us trapped down here. You know what I'm saying? So we must rise above morality and rise above judgments and begin to understand the theology of hate. This is why I wanted to play this series, guys. So many gems. Thank you, Bobby. As you can feel me, thank you. One of your students, thank you so much for everything that you left behind. Because what we're doing now is we're taking those in the know, you know what I'm saying? We're taking these and we're going back and we're researching, you know, in divine algorithm. And it's just beautiful. And thank you. All right, guys, join us every weekend. We do this 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. Discussions in the Black Room every other Tuesday. I don't think they're on this Tuesday, but next, the following Tuesday, guys. So, definitely appreciate you guys. Be sure to check out our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. I'm going to be reconstructing the website. Oh, we got Eternal here. Okay, all right. I know you was here. All right, TCC. We got like 23 minutes left. I was just playing Crips because I was relaxing on the couch today, so I didn't think nobody was going to be here. Peace.
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
All right.
How you?
Well, go ahead. I don't know how much you heard.
I heard a lot.
Okay. Any feedback?
I mean, you know, Bobby usually goes in.
Yeah.
He explains a lot because it's coming from a lot of Masonic not knowing. So our experience is coming Neanderthal ways. So we have to just basically forgive ourselves once we know what way we started. A lot of us are still, you know, learning this daily. And it's a point where that should humble you versus, you know, go through emotional scars and things that you'll have that's going to be past aggression built into the body. We have a tendency to stress ourselves. So, you know, you have to go to different grids on the earth as well as create them. They're major right now. When people might just not know how to experience in communication. So I would say to taking time into that by showing the different of communications. And I know there's different levels to communication, so some of it might be real close and then some of it might be from a distance. I would just say to yourself, if anything, would you give up on yourself? And if you don't give up on yourself, then, you know, what else can you do after you say, I'm not giving up on you? I might just have to walk away from you, but I still won't give up on you, you know? You know, the sun and the moon is different. You learn to experience the other sun, what the sun does, and then experience the other moon, what the moon does. And then once you know the two, what's your daily activity? You know, what keeps you energized? How do you live off of life? And if there's likenesses of whatever that is you find out of that being, you know, apply it. I'm not saying become yourself out of that being, because then you wouldn't find you. You would find yourself with that being. And then it's like you can get lost by yourself. Some people put your shoes on and they say, I want to be like you. But then you're like, wait a minute. Can't be like me, but I can give you some stuff that's like me so that way you can be like you. And these are the experience of the Joker and the Batman, how they got separated. It was an interesting thing. I saw a cartoon that was dealing with Batgirl and Batman. So, you know, we say Batgirl. I'm going to call it Batgirl. Catwoman. Catwoman, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Catwoman and Batgirl. Catwoman and Batman. And so you can hear the difference of how some will change, like Batgirl and Batboy, you know, the names already there. So, like, when you say girlfriend, boyfriend, is it just a boy and just a girl, you know, at that stage when you connect to each other? So, it's, you know, words we have to look at, are we really wanting to call each other these labels? When it comes down to your logos, your pathos, and your ethos, how are you really in tune with not putting a spell on yourself that end up being spells that other people do all the time? And so between that, the night and the day, how do you see night and day when, you know, it's time to lay down or it's time to get up? How are we really interacting on time to get up and interacting to time to lay down? Are you really wanting to, you know, chant a little bit, tap into your other side, science, calling your name out even is a chant. There's things that we can use that can help apply a better day for before the day gets there. And that's where it really what can humble ourselves from knowing how to ground. How do we ground ourselves before we go into the next day? So that way, when you do deal with whatever you got to deal with, you know, you got grace towards it versus panic mode and abrupt energy that can throw you off for the whole day.
Daisy.
Breathe through
sometimes.
That, too. Say again.
Yeah. I said sometimes even days, you know, a certain mood, it can linger.
It's a linger energy when – like there's what we call a constructive way of releasing on what you're venting on. I know most people say, well, can I vent? Well, allow me to vent. And you can allow them to vent. It's just that how they're doing it, is it productive to vent? I know what they were just, I just let me get it out. And I'm like, yes, I do want you to get it out. However, you want it to be, it's just like breath. If I was to have you hold your breath, how long would you hold your breath? And then in that same aspect, is it good breath?
Yeah.
Because it probably was good breath, right? You was holding it. But then that good breath turns bad because you're holding it. So even bad breath, you got to let go just as much as the good breath. The whole process is breathing. And that usually gets frustrating for anybody. Are they breathing through whatever they got to go through?
Yeah.
Once that's identified, learn how to breathe and learn what you can do when you're breathing versus just, you know, taking it from moment to moment or not even knowing what's moment to moment. That could actually have some panic. Yeah.
Being aware of what even it is that you're doing.
Yeah, so like in the summons of what Bobby was basically breaking down, it's a lot of the things that were like, you might run into it, not be aware of it, and then you finally have to now come to grips of, you know, can you use that with even Denzel in both of those movies he described, Cursed Power and Fallen. What was it being described as being a sacrifice, honor? A worship. When we worship things, we, you know, have a worship after a while. And then if you you sacrifice, then you felt like you gave something, you want something back for it. When it comes down to honoring it, you will honor yourself first before you honor anything else. So whenever you are giving, let's say, $5 to someone, and they use it in a mistrust, you know, not to give them $5 again. You don't have to get mad about it. You're just aware of now what it was like to know when you gave out $5, this person wasn't honest in giving the $5 back. Because then there's certain people that be like, not only did I give you $5 back, I'm going to give you $10 because you let me borrow that $5.
Yeah.
So there's always a good way of looking at even the bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing really bad. Nothing's bad. It's just it's been taught or raised or it's been conditioned to a point. Like I had to learn today, well, yesterday, of how, you know, the elders are going around and you want to say something, but you can't say nothing because they own their elder speech. So it was like, all right, I'm going to say what you got. So they all said what they had to say. And it was like, man, these children today, you got to whip them. I was like, what the? That's like going back to what was it? Man, what? You serious? Like, I wanted to stop him and pause him, but I was like, nah, go on, let it go, because I'd be fighting like three different people just saying one thing.
You know,
what?
You know, I wanted to share with you that we had our family reunion yesterday, and it was like a similar situation, and it was an elder, and it was a youth. And the elder was mad because the youth didn't respect, you know, like, you're supposed to respect, you know, the elder was on that, you know, speech about the whole program of how you're supposed to be, you know, to your elder. But the youth are, like, sick of that. They tired of hearing that. So they came to me asking me, what should they do, you know? And as I was thinking, It's like it's the conversation of compassion. That's all I could conclude on. It's like we have to have conversations of compassion to bridge these gaps between the elder and the youth.
Right, because it's a highly expected someone saying that they should be respected. However, we're looking at how they might have not gotten their own respect to say respect what? So now it's the point of, how much am I even getting respect first before I say respect you? How am I being respected? Mm-hmm. So it's the point of how we said our past is abuse, right, and neglect and dysfunction. Those three things are going to pop up. And if we don't know how to, you know, identify it, it can get bigger. and it'll get worse. Mm-hmm. Like how my aunt and them were speaking on, saying that, well, you know, back in the day, you know, you can whoop them, and even the people next door that can whoop them, and all of this, whooping, whooping, whooping.
Yeah.
But nowadays, they take a gun and shoot you. So it's like, you don't want to put your hands up, because they're going to end up having you keep your hands up, or you end up getting shot. Mm-hmm. Type level. And I was looking at it like, well, all this that they're saying is giving you the description of what they wanted us to feel like we were going to feel like, being animals. Now we're actually showing how we're animals, you know what I mean? And we're separated. Mm-hmm. We're still talking about Willie Lynch, and we're still talking about Zip Coon, but not identifying what it is. Still talking about Jim Crow and not identifying what it is. It's that whole connection that's like, how does this escape us? But when we're looking at it, it's not us or something. We're not looking at it. Still, all of us are still included in it, even for myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I can't look outside of myself and say, no, I'm not one of these people. No, I'm actually certain ones of what's still going on right now. And it's more specifically. Like, I'm seeing a little bit of me, a little bit of me there, and a little, like, dang, that's a lot of me right there. So it gets to a point where you're like, all right, now do I, like, I know I didn't say anything then. Do I wait a second? Because if I wait a second time, I feel like, nah, I shouldn't have waited a second time. Because I knew I should have said something that first time, but I didn't. I just let it go. Everybody just went ahead and, all right, see you later. And I was like, dang, I could have, I would have ate this little whole, this whole conversation would have got flipped. Like a whole, like the table would have got flipped over there. Like, you know, at the same time, would have been with some elegant, ching, 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 and all kind of sandwiches would have fell on their plate. And they'd be like, wow, I ain't even eaten vegan before like this. You know, I look at it, it's a carnivorous way now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what, how you eat becomes how you feel, how you taste, how you become. Now, of course, I'm not saying, oh, this brother, because he eat vegan, he don't know nothing about where he came from. No, I know I came out of the meat era. I'm just not a meat eater era no more. And it's not to say, oh, now I'm looking down. I'm looking at what is it that caused me to be dysfunctional. And I've been dysfunctional like most of my life. So to say, oh, the elder ain't getting respected. Well, I'm dysfunctional. What did you then see in me that caused me not to say, you know, because naturally I probably would have been giving you your respect. But look at me. I'm dysfunctional. Yeah. So it's a point where, you know, like you said, you got to see compassion on both ends. And if it's not there, it's like that's where, you know, they got to stay a little bit away from each other so that's being seen. They did a baboon experiment and saw how these baboons were going, like, off on each other, like beating each other up to a point where they had to separate. But when that separation came, they didn't know how to deal with separation. The older one that get beat up, he passed away. And the mean one, the aggressive one, passed away. But if it's the one that they got away from the group, right, and then the other ones that saw that, they came over there where the one was away from the group and start making another group, it became a point where this is the group that's, like, going to have the new era of living. And then in 20 years, different, all those baboons that were aggressive passed away and the only ones were left. What is ones that decide not to be so aggressive?
What Look I now at notice that. Is that.
Yeah. What I now notice, like how my aunt, she was like saying, you know, like they got guns now. I'm like, wow, okay. And then I get to my foundation, and I'm hearing it saying, well, I think our sons should be carrying guns. So now I'm seeing, like, little guns being played with. I'm like, oh, man, like, did I just see a flip of the script? And they said, well, they got little white boys running around with guns. We should have guns in our children's hands. So I'm like, I'm going to stick on this drum, too. I got it.
Yeah. That's just, you know, we know where that ends. But it seems to be what they're doing. You know, we literally have 10 minutes. You know, so they will cut us off. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap up. Thank you, everybody,
for tuning in. We're going to continue this series. You heard part two and part three today of Bobby. It's one of five. So there's two more. So we may do it next broadcast, the ending two, four, and five, or we may, you know, just depends. But, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We definitely appreciate it. And we got, like, about 7 minutes, but Eternal, you can go ahead and take us out.
Yeah. Life shows you what you're here for. And whether it's to be present or to be a gift towards the past. We are a near future, so what near future do you have is in your hands. You have the hands of justice. Justify yourself. What is what you put in tune with yourself is each day from the sun to the moon do you see of yourself. And how they connect on each day, whether it be a night or a day, just like a knight being a mare, you know a knight is actually noble and a mare is actually a horse. So from your horoscope and how horoscopic is our thought depends on what level of discipline do you put so you poetically can hear. Even with an H in ear, you're still here. So for your ear, can you ear yourself into enhancing your awareness, right, in the radio of your thoughts as what we know as a radio myth and a mist at the same time. A 7 rays to 8 rays are waves to our mind, our injected thoughts coming into pure impurity. Pure are you to pour your thoughts out, as in pour as in poetry. This is your poetic way of seeing yourself as truth. Know your truth as a tea with roots. There's a perspective of saying even knowing the feeling of the ceiling, just like the floor, but yet the ceiling is how you're feeling, so you can explore way more. So this is a actual building with no ceiling. Just knowing what you're feeling keeps you in motion. So know your emotion to all. So it won't be just be too emotional. How you move is still your function. Now you can become functional. Ashe. Ashe.
All is fair in love, love to praise again, two people about to stay in love as one they say. Let's change with time. The future none can see. The road you leave behind. Ahead lies mystery. All in war is so write the words again that all in love is said. A writer takes a spin to write the words again that all in love is said.